Well, a busy Friday, a busy week, as a matter of fact. And we've got our Honorable Mayor Patrick Taylor in here just after the 3 o'clock meeting talking about the masks. Voted unanimously, masks have to be worn in the downtown district, indoors and outdoors.
And yes, it's been a very busy week, Steve. Some people might even say exhausting for some of us, but that's part of the job and when we're moving forward. And we did have that special meeting at 3 o'clock this Friday. Tom Neal, our executive officer of the Highlands Cashiers Hospital and the director of our vaccination clinic, came in and made a very compelling case that we have a real serious problem with the spread of COVID in Macon County, Highlands, and this region. He, along with Warren Cape, who had sent a statement, confirmed that our medical facilities and our emergency first responders, they are under great pressure to meet the needs of the people that are suffering from COVID. In our medical emergency crews, the ambulance is just transporting people from various facilities. That's really a challenge right now. Tom made the point that, you know, they're having to transport several people a day coming into the hospital to other facilities in the HCA system for services. So he made the point that it's not just straining the system on COVID, but other medical needs are being put under pressure where they're having to divert people to other facilities because they just don't have the bed space to and the staff to minister to the patients that are suffering from even different illnesses. So it's a critical situation. Tom made a strong case that we need to go back to masking in the business areas. And the board listened and made the decision that we would go back to a mask requirement for people who are in the business districts. And that means indoors and outdoors, we will require people to wear masks. Now, there's no limit on the number of people in a building or in an area. People that are going to a restaurant or a bar can continue to eat and drink without a mask, of course. But when people are in these areas, they need to be wearing a mask to help us all work together to curtail the spread. Tom pointed out that we're in a hot red zone right now. And here's what I mean by that. Our positivity rate is at 18%. And his proposal, which the board embraced, was we're going to continue this mask requirement until we get out of that red zone and get below 10%. And that will be our guiding principle of how long this will be in effect. Once we see that the trend is going down and we're going into that lower percentile, then we will consider removing this mask requirement.
How about town hall? Are you going to keep it closed? What's your ideas of what you're going to do with the town hall?
As you know, we've had a number of people in town hall. Our staff come down with COVID. Some of them have recovered and are ready to come back to work. Others are still struggling. We will make an assessment at the first of the week as to whether we open town hall. And let me say there are two ways of levels of doing this. One is bringing people back from working at home and working in the office. That might happen at the beginning of next week, and then we'd have to consider, do we open up town hall at that time to the public or continue to keep it closed like we did at previous times during the pandemic? Let me just throw one more thing out that Tom Neal made in the presentation, and Warren Cabe of our emergency services kind of reinforced that with the letter that he sent to us, and that is, we're seeing more activity, more cases now than back in January and December. We like to have thought that we had gotten on top of this and we were putting COVID behind us. It has come back, and it's come back with a vengeance. And that's why these masking requirements were taken by the board to reinstate masking in the business areas. And let me emphasize one other thing. When we say the business areas, if you're on a sidewalk in a residential area, that does not apply. We hope that you would use good protocols and socially distance in crowds, even in residential areas. But this only applies to the business zones in Highlands.
Let's go back to Tuesday. And in the Highlands newspaper, the Plateau's position, mayor on duty. And there you are pictured. And there's your column, the story behind the board's decision to ban short-term rentals in the R1 zone.
Let me start by saying this. I know this has been a controversial topic. It's in many cases very polarizing to the community. I hope that as we go forward that we can all come together and work through this and come up with some solutions that will address the problems we're facing right now with short-term rentals. What the board decided after hearing a legal opinion by our attorney that the current zoning ordinances for R1, possibly R2 and 3, prohibit the short-term rentals. Our attorney said in our ordinances now, in his legal opinion, it is very clear in R1. And in R2 and R3, there might be some interpretation and some maneuvering room in those zones. But the board simply, by consensus, affirmed short-term rentals as written in our ordinances in R1 and R2 and 3 right now are not permitted. We will begin enforcement of that in January of next year, January 3rd. That's 4 months from now. I anticipate there'll be a lot of review and a lot of analysis. There might be some adjustments and changes, but I'm not going to make a real specific commitment to this. I will say this, though. I've always wanted to try to balance preservation of this unique community, the environment, the village quality of this town versus progress and economic development. We're kind of at the crossroads here, I think. How do we balance that preservation of those unique community neighborhoods and also promote economic progress and development? It's not an easy task. But my concern is that if we were to completely go to a wide open, short-term rentals can be anywhere, we could see in the next decade a situation where we don't have any people really living in Highlands on a full-time basis. It'll just be a revolving short-term rental process. And my question about that, and I grapple with this, because I don't want to tell people they can't make a living doing this or that, but I really grapple with this. What does that mean for this community, the civil quality of our community life, the involvement of our citizens, if no one is really living here, but we're just rotating in and out every weekend, every month, or every week, another group comes into our neighborhoods and then they leave? I think that's a long-term visionary question that we need to address as we address also this issue of where short-term rentals can be held. And let me also emphasize something. We have not banned all short-term rentals. Any short-term rentals in a business zone is not in question. We're just talking about the residential areas and what kind of policies, what kind of requirements, where should we maybe prohibit it? All of those questions, I think, are under review.
Well, a lot of realtors and brokers are taking phone calls from their clients about the rental situation, so that'll be something that might be brought up in the near future.
I would be shocked if it wasn't. And let me say one other thing, and the other board members share my thoughts, and that is we've received a lot of communication, a lot of emails on both sides, pro and con, on this issue. I've always tried to be open in my communication and respond to every email every day, but I've gotten so many, and some of them so contentious, and yes, there are legal implications now to what's going on, to where I haven't been able to respond to everyone. I want to thank everyone for giving the board and myself the feedback, but it's kind of a situation where I probably won't be able to reach out and respond to every email. A lot of them are very similar in nature. We read them, we think about them, but then this is a very critical situation where it's hard for me to respond. I have tried to respond to some, and all of a sudden, I'm almost in a situation where people want to argue with me back and forth, and it's just something I can't do. Same thing with telephone calls. I took some telephone calls this week and tried to communicate with people, but if I have to do that with all the telephone calls that are coming in, I couldn't do anything else during the day. So I hope people understand. I'm not trying to avoid this issue, but it's a matter of kind of managing my time and focus on it.
At the taping of this show here on Friday, Ida has termed Category 1 and hitting the Gulf Coast, where we don't know. And then it'll take that tracking turn northeast. How close will it get to us? We don't know. And the town preparing for that.
Well, I'll tell you, Steve, this is one of those weeks where you just have incoming problems from all directions. And you're exactly right. Having dinner and watching a little news Thursday night, and I start seeing those little dots in the Atlantic Ocean and projected tracks, and I said, oh my gosh, we could be in the bullseye, Western Carolina. And I really feel bad for the folks in Haywood County, what they have gone through this past week. I'm praying that we don't get hit with this and they have to suffer more rain and everything. But we'll be prepared with our work crews to address whatever happens.
I think we all know what to do, not call 911 if you lose power, but by Tuesday or Wednesday, the rain should get here, maybe some winds.
Yes, and that's what I would say. We will be very aware of where it's coming. We track those storms. Our public works director, our town manager, they have different news services. They're talking with Warren Cabe of Emergency Management in Macon County. So they're watching exactly what's going to happen. They're making adjustments and being prepared in the case we have major power outages or washouts on the road. So if you do lose power during the height of this weather event, just if you'll be patient, we know that where those outages are, and as soon as it's safe, our crews get out and try to restore power.